So, critical race theory is a theoretical approach that views race as a social construct used to justify discrimination against people of color. Race then is not viewed as a biological or natural category, rather the reality race comes from the way that groups ascribe meaning to others. And specifically, this theory examines how these meanings have been used to marginalize and justify discrimination. One of the key concepts of this theory comes from Omen Wanant, as they write, "We use the term racialization to signify the extension of racial meaning to a previously racially unclassified relationship, social practice, or group. For example, the Italians and Irish were considered non-white when they first arrived in the United States, but this conception of race has obviously changed over time." Another important figure in critical race theory is Bonilla Silva. And in your reading, he outlines his theory of how colorblind racism focuses on the shift in racism from explicit or overt forms to more hidden or clandestine forms that may appear more innocent. He outlines a few different types of colorblind racism. For example, cultural racism is a frame that allows racist ideas to be articulated by blaming any type of inequality or marginalization on internal cultural differences or cultural deficiencies, such as blaming inequality on a racial group's lack of emphasis on education or blaming them for having too many children. Another type of colorblind racism is naturalization, and this is the frame that allows whites to explain away racial phenomenon by suggesting that they are natural occurrences. So, for example, viewing segregation as normal or just a natural desire. Patricia Hill Collins is another important critical race theorist whose famous work on Black feminist thought argues that Black women's voices have been historically excluded from sociology and even from the feminist movement, and that there's a real need now then to include their experiences and ways of knowing in the discipline.